Good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created, and we give Jesus all the glory for that. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm, chapter 107 and verse 9. He says, "For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things." I like that. Praise the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, the lie of the secularist is the notion that contentment in life is dependent upon material possessions. What they say is that my life would be better if I only had just a little more. One of the important lessons that we should learn early in life is this: if I'm not satisfied with what I have, I will never be satisfied with what I want. But contentment is an attitude that must be learned and developed. It is a foreign to our human behavior. The Apostle Paul was shut up in Nero's dungeon in Rome when he penned these words in Philippians 4:12. He says, "I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation." Paul's contentment was a personal relationship with his Lord Jesus Christ. Money can buy many wonderful things, but it never provides this kind of permanent satisfaction. Only an intimate daily relationship with our Creator can truly satisfy the human heart. I like what Apostle Paul writes to the Philippians in the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 11. It says, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." Then he says in verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, the patriarchs, the prophets, the apostles, they all learned contentment in knowing their God, in having a personal relationship with the Savior. And, that's what we encourage to, because the scripture says that every good and every perfect gift comes forth from the Father of lights from heaven, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. That means in God's light, there are no shadows. When God blesses you, when God satisfies you, there is no better contentment or satisfaction that you and I can receive from anywhere else. I was hearing this beautiful hymn, which of the link that I'll provide for you to hear. Beautiful hymn. It says, "Hallelujah, I have found him whom my soul so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longings. Through his blood I now am saved." Beautiful hymn. Enjoy it. Be blessed. And a question to ask is, what is the true source of my daily satisfaction? That's a very good question to reflect on. Am I satisfied? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You will be, if you are trusting in the Lord and if Jesus is your contentment. Make Jesus your Lord today and let him satisfy the deepest desires of your heart, and he will bless you. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives, that we are in the land of the living so that we can bless the name of Jesus. This morning, oh Father God, I pray that you will lead us and guide us. And Father, you will bless us abundantly with the showers of blessings and with the word of God and with the promises of your word in the name of the Lord. And I pray that, Lord, that we'll enjoy, oh Father God. We thank you for, Lord, your word says that you are our God who satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Lord God Almighty, we are thirsty for your presence today. As the deer that pants for the water, so my soul longeth after thee, O Lord God Almighty. But Father, we pray that prayer. Lord, our soul longs for you. Lord, we thirst for your presence. We are hungry for your bread, for your word. You are the true bread, O God. You are the bread of life. Where can we find our satisfaction but only in Thee, O Lord God Almighty? Therefore, I pray today we will be satisfied in the presence of God, in the bread of God, the Word of God, in the waters of the Holy Spirit, that we'll never be the same. Today, Lord, I thank You for Your flock as they step out to their jobs, to their businesses, and running the errands for the day. Bless them, be with them, and uphold them with Your right righteous hand, and keep them from every and any appearance of evil. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Oh, Father, I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I command the bodies to be healed and made whole by the power of God's Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. We give You the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to You. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.